This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Well, all right, welcome to another stream here of Reinvention Radio. Ooh, man, we've got an even level playing field today. On the ranch, we got two girls and we got two guys. Man, that is an interesting. When is the last time we had two girls and two guys together? Because when Morgana was here last time, you were out. So it was still, you know, Morgana had to represent the ladies. And so this is the first time in a long time I think we've been on a level playing field here. So we got introduced folks, right? So we got Mary Goulet, of course. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richard Tay, what's up, Mary Burbush?
What's going on?
And Doctor. I don't know what's happened here, but so all of a sudden the bar for Reinvention Radio has been like raised significantly because someone who is an actual doctor, like you actually have like PhD after your name. Like someone actually gave you that, you like earned it, right? It wasn't like one of those like University of Phoenix things. Like, yeah. Wow, that's impressive. So Dr. Roberta Shaler is here, and I got that pronunciation
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
All right, very cool. So as we were talking about just right before we went on here, this is the rant part of Reinvention Radio, where that's literally what we do if given the opportunity. So before I jump into my things, because clearly you talk about like hijackals and like people who hijack life and that sort of thing and are, you know, really kind of difficult.
That would be you.
That would be me. So evidently I would be the hijackal of the microphone and Reinvention Radio here. So I want to push it to that side of the table. So like you guys, so like Mary Goulet, Rich Ote, because I have, you know, I have stuff I want to talk about. You know I have stuff. But
what?
Perhaps you do as well. So I would love to hear from you guys what's going on. Is there anything in particular you want to cover before I jump into losing my mind here?
Okay, I'll pick a quick one.
Please.
Did I tell you about the drone in my yard?
The one that came and took pictures, did it come back?
No, but it's turned into this neighborhood thing now that I'm... So if the sheriff calls me...
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, just in case...
We got to put him on speaker if the sheriff calls.
Just in case nobody heard that episode, give him a little brief. What was that?
So on July 19th, very good backstory. July 19th, 10 a.m. in my kitchen, and all of a sudden I hear this buzzing sound, and I look up and there's this flying drone hovering and looking straight into my kitchen area. But my yard is completely fenced, so whoever, I was so stupid. Why did I not run outside and try and find the operator?
they could have been for a while.
They got a camera there, so they could have been
anywhere, right? Yeah.
I guess. So anyway, I put it on Nextdoor, the community website.
Yeah.
Then one guy who's actually writing with the city.
Wait, so you took a picture of the drone and
yes.
And, okay, so you took a picture of because the drone is taking pictures of you.
So I took
that's
a picture
what
of
you
it.
Think. So you took a picture of it.
Yeah.
If you want to take pictures of me, man, I'm taking pictures of you.
Well,
so
I didn't think it was such a big deal, but it is. So this guy, he's like...
Isn't that invasion of privacy?
Totally.
That's got to be a punishable offense.
Well, no, there's no ordinance in my town.
Takes a picture?
Right now, there isn't. And so this guy who lives down the street from me, he said, you got to report this to the city and to the police because I'm working with writing up the verbiage for an ordinance.
An ordinance, sure.
There's only like 3 or 4 towns in California that have one.
So Rich, here's our next business idea.
Yes.
So if it's not punishable, we're going to get a drone, and we're just going to randomly find... Rich is like, leave me out of this. So,
yes.
Rich, here's my next business idea. But like, if they post that picture, though, that's got to be some invasion of privacy.
Well, they can't cross over your fence. They cannot go into your yard. So they were literally outside my kitchen door just...
Wait, they can't go over... I'm so confused by all these drone things. There's no law, but they can't go over your fence.
Well...
So what are they? They're supposed to fly above the streets?
But if it's flying above your kitchen, I mean, that's across your fence. That's on your property.
So my yard is a square.
Right.
It was in the middle of the square.
That's right in the middle of your yard.
I know it. And how did they know? Ooh. How did they know where they were and what they were looking for? So they probably saw my car parked outside.
Mm-hmm. Somebody thinks Mary's hot.
Someone is creepy.
Maybe it's that guy on Periscope. Ooh, maybe it was that guy.
Oh, brother. Oh, man.
So anyway, so you're going to get an ordinance passed to get this drone thingy?
Well, I'm working with this guy now, reading through what he's written and present to the city council. And
hopefully it'll get passed.
Yeah.
Because that's just wrong. I mean, you should not be able to do that.
What they do is they go to our local parks and they like dive on near the kids. Because they don't know how to really control them, I guess. And then just last week, and his
or
neighbor,
they're trying to control the kids,
right? Yeah, right? Or that's corral them, children. Yeah.
So then there was another one in a neighbor's yard that was hovering around
and just taking pictures. You haven't seen anything like posted anywhere with a photo.
I don't know.
That,
do
that
they
drone...
have drone.com that they post these weird photos?
There we go. Rich, another business idea. Another business idea right there. And so there you have it. Thank you. You just made us
a billionaire. Okay, that's my boring
that's
rant.
That's not boring. That's serious. I mean, like, people should not have the ability to fly drones wherever they want, and those drones take pictures. I mean, that's what they do. They have cameras. They record. They can snap photos. I think there's a definite invasion of privacy. That's got to be a punishable offense.
I'm still confused, though. No one said anything when I made my last comment.
Because
there's no laws, there's no ordinance, but yet they can't fly over a fence?
That sounds like private property.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I don't like that the drone went in there. Just so you know, as I'm asking these questions, I'm just trying to figure out. There's no ordinance, but they can't go over a fence.
You're basically saying
drones can only fly above streets?
Okay, so.
How do they not go over people's yards?
It's a really good question.
No, they can pass over your yard, but they can't sit there and hover and look in your window.
So there is an ordinance.
No, in certain towns, there's like four or five towns in California that they're trying to model the ordinance for city of Encinitas.
Now we got you. All I know is we got it out. We're trying to dig deep there. So they're modeling it after Huntington Beach, Folsom, or different places.
A couple places.
It kind of goes back to like air rights. Like in real estate, you can actually buy the air rights from a building next door to use those rights to add on to whatever it is that you can build, or literally you can build above it and kind of lean on it and get those air rights. So it's kind of like if you picture like a vertical line, right? It just goes, you know, from the sky all the way down to, you know, the center of the earth. Like anything around your fence all the way to the, you know, getting to the moon, is those are your air rights. So I mean, as soon as they cross over that line, they are crossing into, even though it's not physically landing on your land per se or on your grass or whatever. If it's in that space, those are your, by law, those are your air rights, which means that you own ostensibly that air. So they are trespassing. That's how I would look at it. I don't know, Doc. What are you thinking? You're just thinking difficult people here.
I'm thinking that many difficult people probably have drones.
Right? I think that's probably how they want
power over people. Now, what could be more surreptitious than having a drone go and peer in somebody's kitchen window?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right, you heard it here first. So the laws against like invasion of dronacy are being passed.
Dronacy
are being passed right here on Reinvention Radio. Okay, so
what's your rant?
Yeah, Rich, what are you ranting about, brother?
Oh man, I'm more in stock mode right now. I still to this day, it's not really a rant that these people would want to hear. The rant I want to hear.
Who are these people? That is just wrong.
Okay.
You just stereotyped our whole audience.
You want to talk about the stock market right now?
Of course.
You want to talk about Twitter?
Of course.
Sure.
Okay. So this
is a Jew across the table. Are you kidding? We're talking about money. Yes. Was there any doubt?
So do you think that there is any real... like real way to look and see whether you should invest in a company or not, or is it a bunch of smoke and mirrors?
I think it's exactly what the company wants you to know. I think you have zero ability to really gain any meaningful insight, even from an accounting standpoint, from the forensic accountants, et cetera, who go in.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they have access to everything that is truthful. So I believe that every company, especially the publicly traded companies, have the ability to manipulate their stock price, for sure.
Almost more so than a private one, right?
I would agree. Oh, for
sure. Yeah, so that adds to the illusion of, you know, the common folk. Oh, hey, invest in the ones that are public. You get to know what's going on. And it just...
The average Joe gets hosed.
Yeah, and I've just been reading all morning, just different things, and I'm just so freaking frustrated. And one is playing out a little bit with me, but it's coming back with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired of... them comparing it to Facebook. It's not, they're thinking just because it's an app, they're the same thing. They're social medias. They're totally different.
Well, Twitter's been bleeding for a long time. I mean, they've been having a hell of a time. They got Jack Dorsey coming in and coming out, coming in, coming out.
But at the same time, every news person, every star, they're all on it. They're all using it. Anytime you go live, anyone's on it. So they're just comparing apples to oranges. So
yeah, it's a different animal.
That's part of why I said,
but what are you saying?
The thing I'm really feeling inside, I'm just so frustrated by the illusion that the public stock market is supposed to be more transparent than private. And I'm just tired of people getting burned left and right. Just friends from yesterday, we were talking.
Because they threw money into a stock, or in this case, Twitter?
This no, Twitter was just one that I'm just now coming out of. I got it at 25. It went down to 14. Got more, and it's now almost 20. So, but it was just more the frustration of over and over and over again.
The it just seems
media in general tends to just twist every dang thing up.
It is.
Good that we're not smart, because we don't twist anything.
Steve does.
I try. That's the problem.
He twists it.
So often not successful. But I mean, here's the reality. Yeah, I try. So the reality, though, is when you look at what happens on the stock market, right, in terms of a stock going up, a stock going down, by the time that that information gets in the hand of the average investor, whatever manipulated that stock to go up or manipulated that stock to go down.
Long gone.
Long gone for sure, but came out of the professional money, right? The professional money is, I mean, that's where, I mean, like I was just doing, like just today, I was reading about the 50 richest people in America state by state. So in terms of like in this state, this person has the most money, in this state, this person has the most money, et cetera. So in California, you know who the richest person is, yes?
No.
Any guesses? Roberta, any guesses?
Zuckerberg.
It is Zuckerberg, yeah.
Okay.
51 odd billion dollars. And of course, Washington is Bill Gates with 70-something odd billion dollars. But the point only being that you don't get to have that kind of wealth unless you've got professional money involved, period, end story. So, yeah. I mean, I agree 100% with you. But here's what I'm thinking we should do. We should get a drone and we should go spy on publicly traded companies so we can get the inside information. And that's the next business idea right there. All right, guys, Ranton here on Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you next time. See you then.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.